Whānau are being urged to report whoever is behind a spree of gang-related shootings in Wairoa, with police saying a line's been crossed and children put in serious danger. Extra officers have been brought into the district as part of Operation Atlas that's targeting the black power and mongrel mob gangs in the wake of growing tensions and ongoing violence. This month alone, there's been 5 incidents where shots have been fired. A Wairoa man turned up at Gisborne Hospital with serious gunshot wounds. And just last week, 2 children were in a Raupanga house when someone fired into it. Tairawhiti Area Commander Inspector Sam Abrahama says it's been a worrying time for many in the community.
Over recent times, there have been a number of incidents involving firearms between both mongrel mob and black power. And that is, of course, raised real concerns with police and our community.
What kind of things are you talking about, Inspector?
Well, shooting at each other in homes. I mean, and at times there are children in these homes, and that's what's really concerning in this regard.
So what's driving the tension?
Well, they're opposing gangs, for one. We don't really know the exact exactly what's driving this issue, but we have spoken with gang leaders on a number of occasions to try and understand what this tit-for-tat is all about, why it's occurring, and why it needs to stop.
So you don't know if there's been a specific incident that sparked it, or whether it is just the mere fact they belong to opposing gangs?
Look, there was a shooting a short time ago involving a gang member, and that gang member presented at Gisborne Hospital the following morning, and as a result was treated for a gunshot wound to the abdomen. And, of course, thereafter, a number of tit-for-tat incidents have occurred. But what I can say, blue on red, red on blue. Very clear.
And your initial thoughts that all these incidents are linked in some way?
Well, that's what our investigation is all about, is to determine whether they are as such linked. But what we know is someone's presented with a serious injury, and whether there's some form of retribution that has occurred in the following days, that appears to have been the case. Can we put our finger on it absolutely, positively, that they're all related? No, we can't. But that's why we're investigating.
The serious gunshot wound, is it your belief that that was inflicted by a rival gang member?
Yes.
Are people talking to you about what actually happened?
So this is the thing, is that actually we are out there speaking to, obviously, the person that was shot, the family of the person that was shot, people in and around the community of where that incident is believed to have occurred. We have a 0800 Crime Stoppers. We are talking to a number of people in the community, community leaders. So we're out there speaking to a whole lot of people. We want information to better help us get to the bottom of this all.
For Operation Atlas, how many officers have you got coming into the district that wouldn't normally be there?
Look, there's a number of officers. I mean, I won't get into the numbers. There are a number of police officers that are coming in across different areas of response, investigations and prevention, and are coming with different skill sets, and they are supporting the local police and the district police within Eastern. So, I won't get into the numbers in that regard.
Okay, so you say that those extra staff are going to work in the area of disruption and prevention activities. What are disruption activities?
Again, that's operational. I'd be telling you exactly what we're doing. And we're doing a number of activities that are in the community, with the community. Some of it will be focused directly around certain individuals. Some of it would be actually from a prevention perspective, being visible in a certain place at a certain time. Some of it will be doing face-to-face with people at their homes or in the community, like Matariki last Friday night. So it's a number of tactics that we deploy without getting into into the absolute detail, a number of tactics that we deploy from a response, investigation and prevention perspective.
So what help do you need from the community then?
Wow, great question. Talk to us. Tell us what's going on. You know, I've previously been at Hui where I've been told, Sam, gang members to police are our whānau. We don't condone their behaviour, but they're whānau, they're family. So my thing is, that's fantastic, yes, you're right. And how do we get through to our whānau family to do the right thing? And because of the harm and the potential harm that are being caused by these perpetrators, by these gang members, by these gang associates, and it's not all of them, it's some of them. So what can we do to find them and then hold them and hold them to account? Because if you're shooting guns at a house that have got children in it, the gloves are off, you know. I mean, that's taboo. That's the worst of the worst, really.
Inspector, are you telling people that these may be your family members, but you have a social responsibility to report their illegal activity?
I think there is a social responsibility on our community, on our whānau, to step up and say, actually, enough is enough. You know, we've got another generation of rangatahi coming through, coming into our schools, coming into our workplaces, and they're becoming a new generation of leaders. Is this what we've got ready for them? No, it isn't. There's a whole lot of amazing stuff going on in Wairoa. Let's connect up with the good stuff and let's stand up and say, actually, no, whānau member, you need to be held to account.